So here we have Anna and Pedro.
Yay!
Yes. It's been a long fellowship, and Hannah asked me to start this sharing teaching. If it was a teaching, I would call it my part. Visit trip to Bristol, a time of fellowship. Oh. That's what it was. And most of it has already been referred here among the many of the sharings that some people had done during this Skype fellowship. But nevertheless, I would like to share with you some verses that show the heart of this time we spend in Bristol with Kim and Lawrence. And these verses, I believe, will explain better what we live there. And as Lawrence said, we were very minded on the Word of God, not only the scriptures, but also many things God worked during those days in many different situations about the things we share among us. So, for start, I would like to go to Proverbs 27:17, which I know is one of the favorite verses of the V, that says, I'm going to read the English as in my best ability, "Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend." What it means is that we can sharp each other as sons of God, as believers, and help each other to grow, to edify ourselves through the things that God worked in both of us, among us. And that's one part also very important of the family of God, the body of Christ, the church. It's that without one another, we couldn't function, right? No member can live by himself. That's why he belongs to a body. And as a member of this body, many times we have things that we found that we have in common, not only spiritually knowing what God has done in us by Christ Jesus our Lord, but especially when we listen to each other and we see what God work in each one of us, and we recognize the things that come from others, brothers and sisters in Christ, that are from God. And those are the moments I cherish, I really love, that are special for me. And it reminds me of, I'm not just going to share a few verses from 1 Corinthians, starting in chapter 2, and right there in verse 6 and 7, I can read also, in 1 Corinthians 2, 6 says, "Albeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to thought, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world and to our glory." And it's funny because a mystery is only a mystery until we revealed, or until someone figured it out, right? Like police mystery or crime mystery, you know, like those ones of Agatha Christie and stuff like that. And then they solve the mystery, and it's no longer a mystery. And we have this wisdom of God to solve, to understand the things around us, even things on the past and even things on the present. And during this time that we spend with Lawrence and Kim, we talk about many things, many people, many situations, and we come to the conclusion that many of them are not that quite important in a way that they don't really concern us. They're not our calling. Can be someone else calling, I don't know, that's up to them. But this wisdom of God allow us to understand what God calls us for. Not what he called us, others, or if others are answering to the good call or not. That's not our call anyway. Yeah. And it was funny because we realized many things during these conversations, even in the car, at home, walking on the streets, having a coffee here or there. And many things come to these verses. So keep going reading here in verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 2. It can read, "What things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teached, but which the Holy Ghost," you know, it's the Spirit of God, "teached, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." We don't look to situations and see that by our five senses, even if they, or for what people say. It's very, very tricky when we go from what people say. The adversary always like to put the wrong people in our way to distract us from the things God has for us to do. And we're gonna, if you're gonna give too much attention to what doesn't really is not God's calling for us, we'll be entangled on stuff that doesn't help us. Because that's not the wisdom of God. That's not what God teaches. That's what the world wants us to see. And when I mean the world, the one who rules it, and we know who that is. Keep reading on here, verse 14. "But the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, before they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritual discerned." 15. "But he that is spiritual judge all things, yet himself is judge of no man." And verse 16. "For who had known the mind of the Lord, that he might instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." And the funny thing, or the great thing about this time we spend with these wonderful believers in Bristol, not only Kim and Lawrence, some others come around too, is that we have that mind of Christ. And that mind of Christ brings us to God's, the things of God, not the things of the world, and not the things that are not of God in the world, even spiritual things that go around on this world. And we just look for the things that God has for us to do. And there are so many things, and we talk about so many things that happened in the past, and all those things had done sometimes evil, sometimes good things happen. I believe it's the human nature that always look for the wrong things, while God always wants us to look for the right things. And we should do as he does. We should be imitators of God, and the love of God will cover all sins, ours and others. So we don't have to look for others' sins, either what they are about, even about God's sins. People sins against God, not only people in the world, even believers, sons of God, can sin against God. But we don't look to that sin. We look to what is profitable, what is edifying, what is something that really makes us go with God and walk with God. So keep reading here from 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
3.
All right. Thank you, Hannah. We go to verse 11, where it says, "For other foundation can no man lay..." 11. I'm in 1 Corinthians 2, 11. It reads, "For other foundation can no man lay than this, than it's laid, which is Jesus Christ." Jesus Christ is the foundation, is our head, is our Lord. So he is the one we should follow. No man, especially, and you can read the verse before, in verse 6 he says, "I have planted, Apollos had watered, but God give the increase." God only gonna give the increase when Jesus Christ is the foundation. And we should look at that. Many times me and Lawrence, we speak about it. Hannah was there, and Kim too. And about what God has for us to do, you know. It's in Christ in us, that foundation, that we're going to find what he's called us to do. And he's going to give the increase as we answer to that calling. And many times there are other callings around us, our callings calling our attention for other things that really don't matter, really won't bring any growing up with God, only make us, you know, go around what is not right. And there's so many things not right to go around, even in the body of Christ, if you look for it. There is, because nobody's perfect. That's why we have forgiveness from sin, and that's why Christ paid it all for us. We couldn't do it by ourselves. So in verse 12, I'm still in the same chapter, chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work on what sort it is. 14, if any man's work abide, which he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. 15, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss of the work, of course, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. And 16, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwell in you? So I'm not that much concerned, and I'm going to finish here in 1 Corinthians 4, in the first verses. I'm not too much concerned about other people's work, what they do or did or don't. I'm more concerned about what I have to do and how my work is going to be when Christ returns on the Bema, consumed or not, or rewarded. That's my focus, you know. I don't really, I mean, I can stand for what is right, and I will do it and declare the truth of God's word and God's will as I know it and believe it. And I understand that's something to be done. And if God calls me to reprove someone or to show someone what has to be done, I will do it if God shows me. Because on my own path, many times I try to do God's will, and I ended doing nothing at all profitable because there was no will of God in what I was doing. And I just get in a lot of mess and hurt people and get hurt, and there was not really profit on it. And everybody does that. Everybody can here and there do that. That's no big deal. God took care of that with Jesus Christ. So from this Bristol time we had, I believe we also had communion upon these verses. Mm. 1 Corinthians 4, 1 to 5. Let men so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
Amen.
But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judge of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self, for I know nothing by myself, yet I'm not whereby justified, but he that judge me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, what will bring the light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsel of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God.
Hey.
That's what we live in Bristol too. Bless you guys.
Bless you. That was hot. Thank you.
Okay. Here I am. About the Bristol time, there were two thoughts dwelling in my mind. The days before we go and after we came, that was travel light, but fill your bag with God's love. It could be a title too. There was those two thoughts, and really travel light, it has to do not only with physical stuff, material stuff, but also with our minds. And to be there in my best, I really wanted to travel light in my mind, put all the thoughts under the Spirit of God, so don't let it go over my mind and take control, the same as with emotions. Keep my excitement to be there with believers, sharing their life with us, and we sharing our life with them. But don't let the emotions get out of order. So my heart could be light to be in my best. And literally travel light, and I think Kim and Lawrence can say it's true. We only take each one of us two little bags. It's true, right?
Yeah.
My luggage was really light. I took the less I could, so I didn't have to deal with material stuff and clothes and everything. So my bag was light, my heart was lightest I could. I really have expectation, questions, emotions, everything about this travel, yes, I had. But instead letting those things in my mind, wondering what about it would be, I deliver that to God and I put it in His hands, and it was really the first step to travel light. Put my heart in His hands, and everything that I would like to see and to live and to share, He would be the one to show me direction and the way. And the other thing was being in family. Who knows me well know that being with God's family, it's the most important for me, because it's, of course, the first thing is my relationship with God, okay? It's to love God, to honor God. But after, being with the family is where we can really live God's love. We can also love people in this world and make them feel important, their lives is important, encourage them too. But being in family is so special for me, and it was a great, great time, as Pedro already said. And my be part of that God's family is to have the privilege to have time with God's sons and daughters, no matter who. No one is more important than the other. For me, we are all the same at God's eyes. Of course, some of us can be more alike, but what is important is to be like-minded, as Pedro said, and Lawrence too, like-minded, and have the same direction, the same purpose. Because God will show each one of us individual things to do, because He works with our unique being, our characteristics, our personality, whatever. It's how He works. He never will say the same to me and it won't say the same to Pedro. We are different. We work differently. So we have the honor and love. We have the honor and privilege to be among believers, and we can love and identify God's family. That is a great privilege, whatever it is with Lawrence and Kim and Jason and Miguel or with others. And see the need. God will show you if there is a need, and through His Spirit in us and His love working in our hearts, He will show us. And if there is anything that we can do, God will show us. And it can be also only a word, a hug, whatever, but we should do it, because God is interested to know that His family is being taken care not only by Him, but as a body we function all together. We encourage, we lift up, we love, we do whatever is needed. For that we need to change fast in our minds. And it was really an opportunity to love and to bless and to be loved, simply. To honor God and His will by having an attitude of great respect for Lawrence and Kim. And there were no ceremony from them. There were genuine hearts, which make me so comfortable enough to enjoy every moment, every word I heard, to learn, to share. We were received, and I realized that they gave their time of their lives to receive us in their homes, in their lives. They had already a week with the Sangat and Beatrice, and I imagine all these believers coming and going, it will be after a while tiring. We get tired not of being with them, but you know, always going here and there doing this, because I know how it is. We want to do our best too. So, but it was a really amazing time. It was fantastic. And we really felt welcome in their home. And God has loved us so much, and the only thing He wants is our heart, a loving heart. And when we are walking in that love through the Spirit in us, we are doing His will, we are loving Him back. And in the bottom line, we go to God and simply ask, what does He want us to do? How to encourage others, how to bless them, how to love them. God shows us the needs when we want to work with Him. We are here to love, and that love includes lots of wonderful things to do with God and for others. And I have also three verses to share. They are in 1 John chapter 4. It will be chapter 7, 10, and 19. 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knoweth God. Can herein is love, not that we love God as loved God as and sent His Son to be the propitiation, full payment for our sins." 19. "We love Him because He first loved us. God has loved us so much that gave His Son for us. And that love covers a multitude of sins, as Pedro said. And we know that love because we love God. He showed us how it was to have that love. And we were loved by Him, so we can experience that love. And that's what I left to you guys tonight, is that it was an amazing time. And through the Spirit of God, we have light, and we are a focus of life, light wherever we are. And it attracts the simple and thirsty hearts. We saw that in Kingswood when we were there having some coffee and some breakfast. And people just start coming. We have mark an appointment with Jason and Big Hell, but then other believers show up, and it was amazing. It was a great time. I love it. Every places where we were really nice, but and the dogs, they were amazing. I love dogs. They are so cute. And it was a great, great time. And I was a little bit selfish too, I'm sorry, because Pedro and Kim, they went to sleep earlier, but then I was keeping talking with Lawrence and want to hear more, and he has more things to do that. But we were drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes and talking and talking. It was a great time. Thank you so much for your love.
Oh, and thank you guys so much for your love. It's equal, and we were very blessed, and I we loved the chats, and that we enjoyed the meal together with you, and the walking through the little town and Kingswood. And God really poured it on Kingswood, didn't he, with all those different people. And there was just loads of them.
And out of the record, I mean, you probably want to take this out of the record, but the other day I was sitting on my office and listening to some teachings, and suddenly I just smelled your dogs. And I was like, you know, I was like, oh man, I wish I were in Bristol.
Aww.
And I was already missing you guys. So.
It was
it was nice. It was really nice.
It was a brilliant time, and I was really blessed. And the funny thing was, I want to tell you guys this, because I didn't have my money with me when I took you to the airport, and I'm looking at the petrol and I'm thinking, oh,
No.
The petrol. But I said, okay, God, you just take care of this for me. And when we pulled into the airport to drop them off, Anna said, we're not going to say, not going to take no no's from you. You take this to help with your petrol. And I was like blown away just how I just went to God. I didn't say, oh, Pedro, could you help me out? I forgot my wallet or whatever. You know, it was just there, you know. And like I say, when we're walking with God, He does these things, you know, to show us and encourage us that he's working. He knows the need and he knows who to work and how to touch and what's available, you know. And it just really blew me away. And when I drove away, I just thought about that. I thought, oh, yeah, God, I give this to you. And you just literally taking care of it, you know. So
he told me as soon as I came home from work.
Yeah.
Because Lawrence has a habit of putting his wallet in the safe. And many, many, many times we've gone out shopping and we go to pay for something and he goes, oh, I've left my wallet. And then he has to run home and come all the way back down again. But the funny thing was, I got home from work and he said, you'll never guess what happened. And I said, what? He said, I took Hannah and Pedro and forgot my wallet. Because I said to him, don't forget fuel because it's low. He said, and I thought, I can't ask. So I just gave it to God, he said, and then I said goodbye to Anna and Pedro, and just as they were leaving, she said, and I'm not, don't you dare say no, because I'm not accepting it. And she went and blessed us with some money for the petrol, he said, because otherwise I wouldn't have got home. He said, and God must have known that, because he laid it in her heart, because my wallet was in the safe.
Yeah. I had the wrong wallet. I got two wallets in my safe. One's empty. And one's full, and I put the empty one.
Yeah, God took care of that.
Yeah.
It was really a light time. I really enjoyed it. It was not hard. I feel really comfortable, just like home.
Amen.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, anybody that comes, this is their home.
Yeah, and what you see is what you get.
You make yourself comfortable, you move in. As long as you move out on time, I don't mind.
But no, it was a fantastic fellowship. Everyone shared wonderfully, and it's great that we can be free to share what's in our heart.
One more thing, how you travelled so light, I'll never know.
If Kim comes to Portugal, she'll have like two check-in bags and a carry-on.
We drove to France.
Yeah.
And I still had two big suitcases, two little suitcases, and carrier bags. And Frank vouched because he helped carry them up the stairs.
Okay, what we do now, so we've had all that, and we'll just close out of word of prayer, some manifestation. So if anyone would like to pray, and again, thank you, Anna and Pedro, for those great sharings and really encouraging and wonderful scriptures that you use, Pedro. And so someone pray, and then whoever wants to speak in tongues, interpret, or bring forth word of prophecy, unclick your mic and do so. So let's go.
Well, Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful how you are the one that has knitted our hearts together, God. You have painted that portrait of us and who we are, God, and how as you are love, you have made us love, God, and that we can so walk into that we can just so see it. We can so see how much you love us and how much you want us to show that love. As the scripture says, you know, all men will know that we are your kids, your disciple, by the love that we have one for another. And God, I thank you that we can just put away all our differences and the thing that we think in our head that we think are right, because God, as we think that is right, you may not even see it that way, or it may not need to be the right thing for that situation because another right thing may need to happen. But God, that we truly learn how to walk by your spirit so that we can just love people, because that's what they need to see. The world needs to see your love, God. And I thank you for the ability to be able to do that, because we have it. You've given it to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. By putting his spirit within us, God, it lives within us. So now we are those living Christ. We are that living word that walks around, God, manifesting you, because that's what it's all about, manifesting you, not ourselves, not trying to show ourselves as being big shots or what have you, but just manifesting who you are, God, and you are loved. So thank you for every person on the Skype fellowship. And God, how you have truly brought us together to learn and grow one with another, God, and that there's no big shot here, no more than you and your son, Jesus Christ. And we just follow that, God, and we just... Yeah, we just humble ourselves to that and follow that. Thank you for all the travels that happened, God, this past week in up near Lawrence and Kim, God, that everybody just got blessed and their hearts was mended, and God, that people saw what it was that they needed to see, because the enemy, he's a liar, and he grows untruth, God, and sometimes, you know, he can plant those little seeds and things in our minds, and it just grow and manifest into something that is totally untrue. So I thank you for the opportunity of you revealing yourself, God, through people's life and showing that, you know what, we're all one big family, and that it's each and every last one of our desires to just love you. So it's just so amazing how you've worked that, God, and that we can just start to just open up that blind just a little bit so that we can see you in every situation, and allow you to be revealed and not our own ideas and our own opinion. Thank you for this wonderful day of fellowship, and that it just so mended my heart and inspired me and encouraged me, which is what your word is designed to do, to help us all, you know, move another day close towards you, and to teach others as well, God, because we are your kingdom, and we have come, and we're here to bring your realities here to this earth, God. And I thank you for that opportunity to be able to do it with such a wonderful family. Thank you for all the words that we heard tonight, all of them, for they were precious words from you, God. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
And Father, I just want to thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies, and I thank you that you are showing us as we trust you in the areas that we may be uncertain on, or we have been uncertain in the past, but we're clear now. And I thank you for every heart on this Skype fellowship is precious before you, and that you care for everyone, and that you will give us our answers as we need them. You have done that, and you're gonna do that. I thank you again for just every person on this Skype fellowship tonight, that they're blessed and encouraged. And I thank you also, Father, that the privilege that we can open up our home and our internet line to anyone that desires to come to fellowship with you and with us and together. And we thank you, Jesus Christ, as our head. We thank you, Father, for your love and your kindness. I also want to pray for Sangit and Beatrice's continued journey in France as they are going to their next location in France, Father, from Paris, and the rest of their journey to Spain and Croatia, for blessing them, give them safe journey, Father. And I thank you, Father, that you work in them mightily, and I thank you for all the believers that will fellowship them, are edified and blessed, and I thank you for that unity, that love that is already there, and all we got to do is keep it. So I thank you for these things, and for the manifestation of Holy Spirit we're going to hear now. So if anyone would like to manifest, please do.
Inia abakushia masin, ania makayana sasho, nikitiana anakaishoto, nane inyam, neti, isyanon, nisianakaya, aime ishinto, oshamia san, noshisinto the ki, ashia, soma an yanaki, re shoma, shanakilkisinto. My beloved children, truly I have called you by name. I have placed you in the body as I have seen fit. I will inspire you. I will give you words. I will walk with you. I will talk with you. I will be your guide. I will be your shield and your buckler. I will be your refuge. I will be your mountain. I will be your tower. I will be your everything. I will be what you need me to be when you need me to be. Just look to me and to me only, and know that I have paid the high price that I needed to pay, that needed to be done, I gave my Son, my only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that you might have life and that you might walk with me. So trust me, there is no good thing that I will withhold from you. There is no good thing that I will withhold from you, for you are my precious one.
Amen.
My beloved children, I am in hot pursuit of you, and I will continue to pursue you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You are my loved ones, and I love you so dearly, and I will spend all eternity trying to show you that. I will never be without you. I pay such a high price to get you back. I love you so, so dearly. Listen to that. Listen to the love that I have for you. I am your Father. There is nothing bad that I will give to you. Trust me. Trust everything about me, for I am your Father, and I do not give bad gifts. I give only good gifts. Look to me. Look into my heart, for my heart is your heart, and I have put that inside of you, and it beats. It beats of me. Listen to it. Trust it. Walk out on it. Don't forsake it. Know that it's me. It's me living inside of you, inspiring you, encouraging you, standing you back up, dusting you off when you fall. Trust me, my beloved ones, because I so dearly love you, and I will not stop pursuing you. Never, ever.
Hallelujah to that.
For I am a mighty God, and I'm not made of wood or stone, but I am the real living God that lives inside you through my Son, Christ Jesus. And as you walk out boldly, know indeed that I have given you everything pertaining unto life and godliness. As you look to me and call upon me, I will answer you, and I will show you the things that you need to see. Have no fear in your hearts, but stand tall, for that Christ dwells within. And that Christ is powerful. And as you speak the words I give you to speak, then you will move mountains. You will raise the dead and you will heal the sick. Know indeed that my love conquers all. So walk out with that love in your hearts this day, knowing that you have nothing to fear. For again, I am a living God, and I live inside you, and I breathe inside you. And as you open your mouth, you will speak the words I need you to speak. And you will bring healing and deliverance to all that you come to see. And know indeed that you are pleasing in my sight, and that your faith abounds. And as you walk out daily, that faith will keep you strong. For that Christ in you dwells richly, and you have nothing to fear in this day and time.
Amen to that. If someone wants to close out of a word of prayer, that would be wonderful.
Scott, thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for the love in everybody's hearts. Thank you for all the words that we heard, for all your care for us. We are so thankful that we have a God that takes care of us and so interested in our lives and can go to you anytime. You gave your Son Jesus Christ so he can have this life. And thank you, God, for the loving hearts and all the words that were shared tonight. We're very thankful for this fellowship, and we give a great night of rest for everybody in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless your heart, David.
Amen.
Bless all of your hearts. We love you very much, and we look forward to next week. And it's 11 o'clock here now, and also in Portugal, and 12 o'clock in France, and whatever time it is there in USA, wherever part you're in.
It is 6 where I'm at.
Oh, wow.
Vida, before you go, should we make a date for the weekend?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.